All right, thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. As I mentioned before the break, we are in studio with Lander Volunteer Fire Department Chief Bobby Johnston, along with 23-year member Jeremy Bingaman. He's been the past chief, assistant, and past captain. They're here today to talk about the 89th Annual State Firemen's Association Convention that was just held in Lander last weekend. It's a state convention. It travels around every year, and this year it was in Fremont County in Lander. Before we talk about everything that goes into one of those conventions and the events that you guys were competing in, how's everyone doing today?
Doing just great.
Doing very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Vince.
I appreciate you guys stopping by, taking time off from your busy schedules. I really do appreciate it. We love highlighting a lot of the local stuff that you guys do here whenever we can, and to have this big state convention happening in Lander is a pretty big deal. And Jeremy, I understand that you were the State Firemen Association president this year, and that changes every year, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, I was the president this year, and next year it's going to move to Riverton, and Matt Lee on the Riverton Volunteer Fire Department is president.
And where was it? Year. Where was it last year?
Last year it was in Newcastle.
Okay. And could you just kind of give a background info on what the convention is for our listeners who might not know?
So, yeah, I'll talk a little bit about the State Firemen's Association in general and then get into convention. But it is it's basically the oldest organized fire association in the state. It was actually started in 1929.
Yeah, 89th year. I mean, that's huge. That's been going on for a while.
They took a few years off during World War II, and then, of course, just over the last decade here, we had to cancel the convention that was supposed to be held here in Lander in 2010 because of our flooding events that we had.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, a couple years ago in the glorious 2020, and everything got canceled. Our event was canceled then too, but the Wyoming State Firemen's Association is for the volunteer firemen. Mm-hmm. It always has been. They're most all of volunteers in the state of Wyoming and their departments are members of the association.
Okay.
So they help us out quite a bit. They promote a lot of the training and also fire prevention throughout the state. They also help out with lobbying efforts to keep our firemen's pension good mm-hmm. and strong. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much the only thing us volunteers got at the end of everything is that we do have a state pension.
Right.
So other than that, we don't get paid. It's volunteer.
It's all volunteer. It is volunteer.
So yeah, it's a really great organization. So obviously our department, all of our members are members of the association. So. As far as the convention goes, I don't honestly know exactly how it all got started.
Gotcha.
I think it was more or less based on training. And then competition seems to bring quite a bit of camaraderie.
Yeah, so, I would say that it's a healthy bragging rights from what I saw from my own observations of the event. So for our listeners who don't know, it was a three-day event with a lot of competitions, all speed trials, correct?
Yeah, they are all speed trials. I call it, it's definitely a lot of old-school firefighting techniques.
Mm-hmm. The cellar one.
Yeah, there's the truck is actually not an actual functioning pumping fire truck. It doesn't hold water. It doesn't have a pump in it. So it's just basically to haul the hose down the field is basically all they're just used for. Similar to like what a hose cart was back in the day.
Right, so, right, exactly.
Directly connecting to the hydrant. And like you said, speed trials, we have five different events. They're all timed. And at the end of the day, pretty much everybody is really close. I mean, I think first place overall and third place overall after all five runs, I think was within 3/10 of a second.
6/10 of a second.
6/10.
And
okay,
I just remembered that exact number from hearing it that night and was just amazed that was the only. I think it was from first to second that was 3/10, but first to third was
another. Was another.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
another three. Yep.
But
so,
but
yeah, it's a lot of fun. Obviously myself, this was actually I had to think about it. This was actually my 20th year competing.
Wow. Okay.
So I don't know, and my buddy here, Bobby, or Chief, he competed for many years. Hopefully he gets back into it when he's done being chief. Maybe he might have time.
Speaking of chief, you've been in the competition before.
I have.
Explain that process for our listeners.
So I got on the fire department in 98, December of 98. And that next year, we're kind of doing it again where new recruits, we try to draft them in because it is a great way to get to know everybody.
Yeah.
Get to know not only your fellow firefighters, but other firefighters on other departments because we often work together.
Exactly.
So some of the old guys that were doing it when I first got on, they drafted me in there and I started doing it. And my first go was in Afton in 99.
Okay.
So and I've done it for years on and off. A lot of off because of work, but that's
right,
the way
right.
it goes. But Jeremy's been the you know, the captain of the team for, gosh, years. He's been keeping it together. He's been our foundation as far as keeping the drill team together and keeping it going.
Well, I mean, you could tell. I was there at most of the events in the speed trials. I mean, when first and third was only 6/10 of a way, I can only imagine how close fourth and fifth and everything were. And Lander did have a really good showing and got, I think, what was it, 4 awards total?
Yeah, they did great.
Yeah, let's see. So as a team, we actually had – we field two teams this year, which is really nice. And team one, we did get a second place in the Y contest, and then we also got a second place in the cellar contest or the CHOP.
And then what were those two? Explain those two
So
events.
Basically, the Y contest is where we do a forward lay off the hydrant, and at the command of woe, we actually come off and implement one of our I just lost my train of thought right there. One of our appliances called a Y.
Okay.
That basically turns a single hose into two hoses. So, and then at that point we hit two targets down. So that's basically that run. And you mentioned the cellar that we got a second place in. That is actually simulating what would be a below grade fire, to where you would go in, actually chop a hole and shove what they call a cellar nozzle down in there to put the fire out down below. So that one's a lot of fun to watch. You got a guy jumping off the truck with an axe to go chop a hole.
You're not wrong. I mean, that was intense to see. I was as close as you could get without being too close.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we were fortunate enough to get a second place in that one. And also my son, which is Andrew Bingaman, it's his second year running.
I was going to ask that. The last name, yeah.
He got honored with an all-tournament team buckle on clamp.
That's
so
amazing.
He's kind of trying to follow up the old man, but,
you know. How many buckles do you have?
4.
Yeah.
You got to remind him of that constantly.
I already have a couple times.
There's that healthy competition that we were talking
about.
That's right.
That's right, for sure. So, and those all tourneys, those are voted on amongst all the teams.
Okay.
So it's not a it's a really very prestigious honor to get that.
Yeah.
So, and then of course. My department kind of picked on me a little bit that night at the banquet and presented me with white helmet with the shield on there as past president in 2015 and in 22. So that was and also I completely forgot, we also did our team got the sportsman's award,
which
is also voted on by all the teams. So that was pretty cool. That's
that just once it shows you guys have a great attitude while you're out there too. Not taking the competition too serious.
I mean, well, there's a lot of us that take it
not overly.
We're still being good sportsmen about it, because at the end of the day, you know, we're all the same out there. We're all volunteer firemen at our firefighters in our towns, in our communities. So we all dedicate and commit the same amount of time and training and everything that goes into it. So, and that's what's really nice, building the camaraderie that, you know, honestly, because of convention, there really isn't too many places in the state that I don't have a place to stay if I need to, or somebody to call on.
More of that camaraderie.
More of that camaraderie. And we are this is still a small state of Wyoming. So it's really neat seeing that still going, It's going strong. And yeah. So.
Well, and that awards banquet, like you mentioned, that culminated all in the awards banquet, and you could see it there. I mean, everyone was having such a good time. There wasn't any kind of ego. It was competition aside. It was, no, they were there for the community, for the firefighters community. Yep. And you could tell that for sure. Chief Johnson, I know, so you're a member of the pipe band, correct?
Yep, you're correct.
So you guys played there, and you've got a number of things going on the rest of the summer, correct?
Yeah, so we played the opening ceremonies. There were six of us, two pipers, two tenors, and two snare drummers. And then...
was there a cannon involved with the opening ceremony, or was there some? Because I work for the news, so I got all these questions. What's this? All explosions happening in the park? So,
President Bingaman.
So
he literally passed the mic over.
I was expecting that one. So actually, they were actually mortars. They were fireworks.
Okay. Okay.
That has been a tradition longer. That started long before I started.
Right.
We always set off a couple mortars at the start of every day and the end of every day. That's just been a tradition. Lander PD was well notified that was going to happen. So, right down there at City Park, all I could say is it's getting everybody pumped up for the 4th, because that was nothing compared to what we're going to hear in about a week.
Exactly. It's just preparation. You guys are going to be busy, for the 4th. Big time for you guys, correct?
Yeah, we hope that we're not busy running around putting out fires, but there's always that risk.
And,
you know, this year we're pretty fortunate and everything still is looking green, but it is drying out really quick. So,
it is.
And green grass will burn. So,
and then especially right now, a number of the places here in town who just couldn't keep up with the weeds this summer. That stretch of rain, no rain.
Yeah.
And it was always on the weekends. It seemed like when it was raining, the prime time to get yard work done. And then next thing you know, you've got 2-foot, 3-foot blades, and that's all going to be drying up.
We'll see. Hopefully, we've been pretty fortunate in that we haven't had anything really bad happen on the 4th. I mean, it's this town, obviously, that everybody's been involved in, it gets extremely busy. So there's all kinds of events going along, and to go back to convention, one thing about it, a lot of them firemen that come to Lander, they say they love come to Lander.
Yeah,
they really love our community. So that makes you feel good.
And then that just makes them more comfortable, like what you just mentioned, when they know they've got a place they can stay. Whenever they come through here. And yes, sorry, Chief Johnson, I didn't mean to completely derail talking about the pipe band. But you guys, you played at the Dubois Museum of Military Vehicles grand opening.
Yep.
You were just getting ready to say some of the events coming up, correct?
Some of the events. So we played all 3 days at the convention and at the banquet. The banquet was kind of the grand finale for everything. Almost the entire band was there for that. We played for the Military Museum opening, grand opening, which was rainy and cold, but it was a great honor.
I wish I could. I was kind of jealous of the reporter that got to go cover that one, but she said
it was amazing.
Barely a dry eye in the house, too, just hearing all the people speak.
It was amazing. And the kids got to go ride a tank.
Awesome. Did you get to ride the tank?
I gave three kids, my daughter and my two sons, are in the band, and I gave my seat. I'm like, well, one, I didn't want to wait in the line. It was a crazy line. But I'm like, no, you guys go. You need to ride the tank.
Being a good dad.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be playing at the Bear Trap Music Festival in Casper, correct?
Bear Trap in Casper, which is in August. I forget the date now. But we're playing at Bear Trap. I believe next week the band will be playing for the Rendezvous over in Riverton.
Awesome. Okay.
Yep. And I won't be at that one, but at least –
some members of the band will be there.
Yeah, at least one of my kids, probably two, will be there. What else do we have? We recently, April, we were in Vegas competing down there. We just got back from Salt Lake 2 weeks ago. It's been a good time. We've got new members on the band. Most of them are youth, and they're doing great. They're working really hard.
You can tell. I mean, you can tell they take it serious, but they're having fun too. Yeah. I mean, that's got to be pretty cool for them to be in front of big crowds like that at such a young age and getting that exposure.
Yeah, I think it would be great. And we try to keep it fun for them. And I think it's really good because we do a lot of veteran services and veteran memorials. And it's really great for the youngsters to be around and comfortable around and interact with the veterans, police, fire.
100%.
And they love it. They absolutely love it.
Well, and to be there to witness those events and ceremonies, because I hate to say it, but a lot of thankless jobs you just mentioned there.
Yep.
So when they're having those days where they are being honored, it is mega important for, I mean, everyone, but especially the youth to be out there and seeing what it looks like and who those faces are, who the names are.
And take in the contribution that those people have given us. And they're, I think our youngest is... I think our youngest now is 9 or 10, but they get it. And they absorb it, and they really appreciate it.
That's awesome. Just hats off to you guys for doing that. And I know we got to let you guys get out of here, but we kind of touched on, you know, when I have the fire chief here, I do want to ask, are there any bits of advice you can give to folks going into this fire season or anything that people should be watching out for?
Just like every year, it's getting dry, so be aware. Be safe with your fires. Be safe with your campfires. Don't be tossing cigarettes out the window. It's all common sense. Mm-hmm. So most all fires can be prevented by just a little bit of common sense.
It's amazing how a little bit of common sense goes such a far way.
It goes a long, long ways.
Mm-hmm.
And over the 4th of July, just have your hose ready or have an extinguisher nearby. Most all of us on the fire department, we're right there launching them off as well.
Exactly. I mean, it's just such an amazing, that was kind of the selling point. I've been in Lander now for almost 13 years. And the first week I came out here to visit was the first week of July. And
the best week.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, you want to keep the outsiders out of Wyoming, keep them all away. But then if that's what they see their first week here, it's almost impossible. I'm like, I'm moving there.
Yeah. It's really cool. It's a great week.
It's controlled chaos though. It really is. I mean, people, like you said, most everyone is aware that it's a privilege to be able to be doing what we're doing.
Yep.
So, and I was just amazed right at midnight, people stop, start cleaning up.
Yep.
Doesn't matter how much they've imbibed or had fun, they put their responsibility hats on and start
cleaning
things.
They're very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a few random people that, you know, they're not watching the clock or whatever, but local PD, they will run by and just tell them it's time to shut it down, and people
exactly.
do it. They're really good about it.
Or they paid for those fireworks and they didn't get they didn't time it correctly, so they're like, well, I've still got another half hour of fireworks here.
So I'm sure I speak for quite a few of us on the department. Year to year, I have a very large box of fireworks that gets saved for the next year because most of us are running calls. So
yep. Well, that you don't want to have, it's better to have too much than not enough.
There
that's
you go.
For sure.
That's funny. That's what my kids say too.
And that's how they get you every time.
Exactly.
You don't have to spend as much next year.
Yeah, exactly. And somehow we spend every year just as much as the last year.
Yep.
They talk me into it every year. They're good.
We're not, if we want to have a good Christmas this year, we're not spending as much. There.
But Dad, this is new. All right. Well, we got to try it.
Oh, I got to see what it does. No, thank you guys so much for stopping by and chatting with me about that. Anytime you guys want to stop in, talk about anything you guys got going on at the Volunteer Fire Department, we really do appreciate it. And good luck at next year's competition in Riverton.
Excellent. Thank you.
Actually, before I go, I would there is a few.
Start that over.
Okay. Going back to convention, there is we got an enormous amount of support this year from community members and businesses, and I'd spend an hour here naming all of them, but some of the key ones I definitely want to mention is Fremont Toyota of Lander here helped us out a lot. Meridian Trust also, Alicia Lozier down at is it Edward Jones? I believe it's Edward Jones Financial. Helped us out. Private Propane and Savvy Shopper, they always do a lot for us. And they're great. Also Country Charm. Country Charm, Pete and Tammy Logue, they donated quite a bit this year to us as well. So it was really helped get... make that event as great as it was.
Yeah, good community effort was put behind it.
Yep. And yeah, I think everybody that was down there enjoyed themselves. So
you could tell.
Yeah, so.
And I had a great response of any of the videos in the post that I posted on Facebook about the event. I mean, it was really actually kind of neat. I saw a comment section of former firefighters. Oh, remember we used to do this back in the day?
Oh, yes.
In Wheatland. And it just it turned into this little nostalgia reminiscence on that comment section. That was good to see.
So I just keep saying back in the day, but when I first started my first few years, probably the first 10 years, we were averaging about 15 to 18 teams competing. Mm-hmm. Those were some extremely long days. Yeah. And I think, and there was a lot of towns that you never would have thought back in the 60s and 70s that competed in this that did.
Mm-hmm.
Dubois had a drill team. Jeffrey City had a drill team.
Yeah.
Mills, Thermopolis, none of them compete anymore. But Jeffrey City, the chief out in Jeffrey City, is actually he talked to me quite a bit over last week, and he's they still have their field. They still have their tower. It looks like ours is just out in the sagebrush there in Jeffrey City, but they still do have it, and they're really talking about that he thinks he's got some younger guys on the department right now, and he might try to get that going, and that would be awesome. I mean,
that'd be way cool. I mean, just for Jeffrey City too. Yeah,
absolutely.
So,
but like I said, again, big thanks to all of the everybody that helped out at convention. Not only our members. I mean, basically, it was it's our department's convention. It's not just one or two guys doing it. It took all of us, and all of our spouses, and then also, like I said, all the businesses that helped us out enormously this year is really appreciated. And we a lot of times that's all that we like to see, just a thank you. That's it.
So, words from the volunteer fire department, that's the one way we can thank you, is those types of things, and just showing appreciation at the conventions. And like I said, anytime you guys want to come on too and highlight anything, you're more than welcome. You're coffee time family now, so you guys are going to come in as regulars whether you like it or not. So
thanks. On the schedule.
Exactly.
Sure if I got a voice for radio though, Vince.
Hey, no. you're doing great. Once again, thank you, appreciate it for stopping by, and have a great rest of your day, fellas.
Thank you, Vince.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we're going to go and wrap things up here for today. And when we come back, some more coffee time coming your way.
Sorry.